KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some light drizzle here in the listening area. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Our weather forecast for today is calling for rain or snow this morning, becoming all snow toward midday, a high around 35. Total daytime accumulation of snow here in the Atlantic area, less than 1 inch is expected. So far, we picked up 47 one-hundredths of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic from yesterday into early this morning. And we have cloudy skies and drizzle, and it's 33 degrees. Roadways in the listening area are primarily just wet this morning. In the news, three people were arrested Monday into early this morning in Montgomery County, including two people who were taken into custody on drug-related charges. At around 2:20 a.m. today, 39-year-old Brian Lewis Reinhardt of Carroll was arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop at Highway 71 and 250th Street north of Villisca. As a result of the stop and the use of the Montgomery County K-9 unit, the sheriff's office seized nearly 12 grams of methamphetamine. Reinhardt was charged with possession of meth with the intent to deliver, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held at Montgomery County Jail on $100,000 bond. At around 12:30 this morning, police in Red Oak arrested 30-year-old Marcus John Josephson of Red Oak on charges of serious domestic assault and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Josephson was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. And at around 11 p.m. Monday, 30-year-old Christopher Allen Lundgren of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 in Montgomery County. Lundgren was taken into custody for driving while suspended with 17 withdrawals in effect. He was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday the arrest last week of two Minnesota residents. On December 15, 32-year-old Macbeth Contreras Vasquez of St. Paul, Minnesota, was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. And 33-year-old Juan Fernando Polanco of Burnsville, Minnesota, was arrested on a charge of open container as a passenger. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail. Contreras Vasquez was released later that day on $1,000 bond, while Fernandez Polanco pled guilty and was released later that same day. And on December 17th, deputies in Cass County arrested 70-year-old Marlon Eugene Russell of Lewis on a charge of OWI first offense. Russell was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on his own recognizance. In an update to our story yesterday morning, Harlan Fire Chief Roger Beeson late Monday morning issued a statement concerning a fire Sunday afternoon that destroyed an historic church. Beeson said the Harlan Fire Department and medevac ambulance were called to 1612 8th Street, or the old St. Michael's Catholic Church, after a report was received of smoke coming from the building at around 3:50 p.m. Sunday. The first crews on the scene observed smoke coming from the windows and roof. Mutual aid was requested from Westphalia Fire, and an interior attack on the flames was begun. Due to rapidly changing fire conditions, however, firefighters were pulled out of the building, and efforts to fight the flames from the exterior began. Additional calls for help went out to the Denison Fire Department, which sent its ladder truck, as well as Kirkland, Defiance, Shelby, Avoca, and Walnut Fire Departments. Harlan Police and deputies of the Shelby County Sheriff's Office assisted with traffic and scene control during that event on Sunday. A restaurant in Harlan offered to assist by bringing food and drink to the firefighters, and wives of several firefighters, along with members of the community, distributed the food. The scene was finally secured and cleared at around 10:20 p.m. Sunday. Some crews returned to the scene around 8 a.m. Monday to extinguish hot spots that had flared up. An investigator with the state fire marshal's office has been requested to determine the cause of that blaze. Now, the parish had built a new church adjacent to its Catholic school in 1964. The structure that burned Sunday was built in 1925 for $40,000, according to the parish website, and had been vacant for about 5 years. No damage estimate is available at this time. In our funeral announcements, Madeline Klein, age 84, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Madeline Klein will be today at 10 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marlo Clemens, age 85, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. Funeral services for Marlo Clemens will be today at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Jacksonville. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Donald Eiler, age 86, of Carson, has died. Funeral services for Donald Eiler will be today at 10:30 at the Carson United Methodist Church. Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson has arrangements. Marvin Hockenberry, age 93, of Anita, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Marvin Hockenberry will be today at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lawrence Sheldon, age 85, of Erling, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Lawrence Sheldon will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. F. Wayne Ford, age 91, of Council Bluffs, has died. Funeral services for Wayne Ford will be today at 2:30 at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Roland Bud Ursham, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Bud Ursham will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Maynard Reese, age 100, of Coon Rapids, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Maynard Reese will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Hugh Ross, age 89, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Hugh Ross are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.